Wichita City Council dealing with a settlement with a Wichita developer. That story now, Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Hey, good morning, Steve. A City of Wichita lawsuit against developers Dave Burke and Dave Wells will continue after the City Council on Tuesday voted to reject a $400,000 settlement agreement. The lawsuit stems from the developer's revitalization of the former Kenmar Shopping Center at 13th and Oliver, and the city claims the developers owe $1.8 million in missed payments. Council members voted 5-2 to deny the settlement claim, with a difference of opinion on what was more important in this case, getting some settlement money instead of possibly losing or winning and not collecting, or showing the public the council was willing to fight for taxpayer dollars. Engineering firm Garver will grow from one or two locations near Eisenhower National Airport. Already located at 1995 Midfield Road, the company received the okay on Tuesday from the city council, acting as the airport authority, to lease an additional building two lots to the north, gaining more than 7,100 square feet. Garver will use the additional space for office space and will pay the city about $4,767 monthly for 6 years, with options for two additional five-year terms. And a popular discount store is taking over the space once held by Joanne Fabric on West Kellogg. Five Below, which caters to teens and older, said Tuesday it will open its fourth Wichita store at 6930 West Kellogg on Friday. Five Below stores are usually about 9,000 square feet, and while the company is growing here, it's recently had a lackluster stock performance because of tariffs and corporate shakeups. Last month, Five Below's stock fell 28% of its value. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
I was at that location just the other day. My wife had to go into Joanne's, or she went into Joanne's to get something. And I was out there. I saw some people going into this thing. It said Five Below over there. Not a very fancy front on it. What exactly do they do there, Kirk?
They just like the title says, they specialize in selling things $5 and below, though it's tougher to do that these days, what with tariffs and supply chain problems. I know when my daughter was more of a teen, she was in there all the time looking for trinkets and goodies. So that's who they cater to mostly.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that Ted probably hasn't been in there, and I know I haven't, right, Ted?
I guess I shouldn't have bought all that stock.
Yeah. Five Below stock.
Yeah,
it sounds like the stock's gone Five Below too. So there you go. All right. Well, today is American Red Cross National American Red Cross Founders Day. Like many women during the American Civil War, Clara Barton rolled up her sleeves, bandaging and nursing wounded soldiers. Following the war in 1869, she traveled to Europe for several years, volunteered her time working with the International Red Cross during the Franco-Prussian War. And upon returning to the U.S., she was determined to bring the Red Cross to America. And, of course, Red Cross is helping with storm recovery across the country and here in Kansas. You have quite a presence in Abbeville right now, but I've always had a good impression of the Red Cross. They do great work. They get a lot of people volunteering for it. And, of course, they got the blood bank here in the blood center here in Wichita, which I have frequented a few times. Kirk, I'm going to put you on the spot. Have you ever given blood down there at the blood bank?
I have. Yes, I have. Yeah.
I tell you, they used to get you sloppy joes. These little right. Sloppy joes. Mm-hmm. And then they went to cookies after that, mm-hmm. I think, but. In the days of Sloppy Joe, we were down there. I was giving on some sort of a promotion I was doing for radio or something. And I think I wound up eating about eight of those Sloppy Joes. They were.
Yeah, that's why they stopped doing it.
They stopped doing it because
people like you.
And people like me is coming in.
Here comes that Macintosh guy.
You show up in a T-shirt that says, I heart Manwich, we all know what's going to happen.
Oh, I guess so. At any rate, there you go. National Red Cross Founders Day. Kirk, we'll check with you again an hour from now with Steve and Ted in the Morning. Let's take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with college baseball. The Shockers in action at the American Conference Tournament in Clearwater, Florida yesterday. The Shockers taking on Charlotte in the opening round. Shocks coming off a 5-game winning streak, their longest of the season. But they were not able to extend that winning streak. They ran into the conference pitcher of the year for Charlotte, Blake Gillespie, who shut down the Shockers. Here's the play-by-play voice of the Shockers, Mike Kennedy, after the game.
Made it 6-0, and Gillespie was every bit as advertised, just tremendous throughout, pitched eight innings, struck out 13, held the Shockers to one run on four hits, and the Shockers just never really had a chance to get back in it.
Yeah, down 6-0 early. Shocks lose 7-1, snapping that five-game winning streak. All right, so every timeout now for the Shocks, they have to win to keep the season alive. Loser's bracket action for the Shockers today. Wichita State taking on number 3 seed South Florida. That game should start sometime after 3:30 this afternoon. You can listen live. Mike Kennedy and Denning Gehrig will have the call of Shocker Baseball on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Let's go over to the Big 12 Conference, and the awards come the way of KU. Kansas head baseball coach Dan Fitzgerald named the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. How about that? Jayhawks are 42-14 this season, second place in the conference. The last time KU had the Conference Coach of the Year, it was the Big 8 Conference. Dave Bingham, 32 years ago. That's the year the Jayhawks went to the College World Series. KU is the only team in the nation this year with 40 wins, 20 conference wins, and 20 road wins. It's been a great year for KU baseball. Dan Fitzgerald is the Big 12 Conference Coach of the Year. The Big 12 Conference Tournament begins today down in Arlington, Texas. This is a single elimination format. Every game is an elimination game. Number 6 seed K-State taking on number 11 seed Houston in the opening round. And that's a late game at 8 o'clock tonight down in Arlington for the K-State baseball team. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals lose 3-2 at San Francisco last night, falling to the Giants in front of 32,000 fans. The series so far 1-1. They'll play the rubber match this afternoon out in San Francisco. KC and the Giants to finish up that three-game series. High school softball 5A regional play finishing up yesterday. Mays South on home field wins it, beating Valley Center 9-2 for the regional title. Mays South softball going into the state tournament undefeated with a record of 28-0 on the season. Let's go to 5A. Let's go to 3A baseball regional play. At Tallgrass Country Club, Wichita Trinity wins it by 4 strokes over Wichita Collegiate. Wichita Trinity wins the boys' golf regional there at Tallgrass. Class 4A baseball regional title game. McPherson wins at home, beating Bueller 6-0. McPherson baseball is going to state with a record of 25-3. Also in 4A baseball, Mulvane wins at home, beating Wellington 5-1 in the regional championship game. Mulvane is going to state baseball with a record of 21-4. And in 3A baseball, Wichita Trinity wins on home field yesterday, shutting out Wichita Collegiate 10-0. Wichita Trinity baseball is going to state in 3A with a record of 22-5 on the season. And that's sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health this morning. Some tips for travelers ahead of one of the busiest holiday weekends for travel coming up. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.